Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. An important development in the January 6th Commission investigation, so I want to put this to rest. It's an important issue on the testimony. Remember Cassidy Hutchinson? Cassidy Hutchinson, who is magnificent, testified last week, and she said she gave devastating testimony about Trump being warned, people warning him, is throwing his lunch against the wall. You know, by the way, here's just a rule of thumb, just occurs to me. How about this? If a guy routinely throws his lunch against the wall, don't give him the nuclear codes. If a guy routinely throws his lunch against the wall, don't give him the nuclear codes. It's not very, very difficult to understand. This guy has a savage temper, he's impulsive, and should not be given the nuclear codes, which means he shouldn't be ever again elected to that kind of office. But the Republicans are starting to circle and attack Cassidy Hutchinson. This is really pathetic. You can make up your own mind. I thought she was truthful. She was very courageous. She was understated. She did not have an axe to grind, and she was very relieved to get this off her chest. Now, there's a guy named Tony Ornato. You remember the name. Tony Ornato is the deputy chief of staff for Trump. But he also had been one of the Secret Service people that guarded Trump. And he was so slavishly loyal to Trump that Trump loved him, said, come into the White House from the Secret Service, serve as my deputy chief of staff. Because he knew that he could depend on him no matter what to do anything. So Ornato went in. Ornato is Trump's man. Much more so than even other chiefs of staff themselves or cabinet members. And word has come out that Ornato is now going to testify that he did not tell Cassidy Hutchinson that Trump had tried to grab the steering wheel of the car and go up to the Capitol instead of back to the White House. There are a couple of problems with Ornato saying that. He better not say it under oath, because if he does, he could be prosecuted for perjury, and here's why. Obviously, Cassidy Hutchinson didn't say she was in the car. She just said, Tony Ornato told me that he, when they were in the car, he said, sir, we're going to the White House. Trump grabbed him by the clavicle, which is just under your Adam's apple. And he goes and he reaches for the wheel, and Ornato takes his hand off the wheel. That story is legendary among Secret Service people, way beyond what's been testified to. You know, the press have their sources, and they talk to these guys off the record. Everybody knows that happened. Everybody knows that happened. But Ornato apparently is being set up by Republicans to take a dive and say, no, I never said that to Cassidy Hutchinson, even though Cassidy Hutchinson described what he told her. But there's a very significant problem for Tony Ornato, because Tony Ornato has a history of lying to protect Trump. Two women just came forward, Olivia Troy, T-R-O-Y-E, and Alyssa Griffin. Olivia Troy was the Homeland Security advisor and counterterrorism advisor to Mike Pence, the vice president. Alyssa Griffin was the White House communications director. They are solid Republicans. And they both said that they believe Cassidy Hutchinson, and that Ornato has a history of lying to protect Trump. And they were asked, give me an example. And they gave an example. Griffin said, during that Lafayette Square debacle, do you remember that? There were protesters outside Lafayette Square. Trump ordered the police to clear them so he could go over to a church and hold up a Bible. Remember that? And he somehow got General Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, in Army uniform to walk next to him, which Milley regretted after that. I don't know if you knew this, but the cops that went on the square, in some cases, beat up the protesters, punched them in the face. And they smashed somebody's camera and took away a press guy. So Alyssa Griffin told Tony Ornato, the deputy chief of staff, you have got to warn the press in advance that we're clearing the square. They're not going to like it, but at least they won't get hurt. And they are the press. They have cameras and they have pencil and paper, and they're going to publish things. So you can't have them roughed up. And Ornato said, right, got it. The press never got warned. And as I say, one got a camera smashed. They got shoved and pushed around. You do that to the press who are trying to cover something, and it was a lawful, peaceful demonstration, permitted demonstration, that was simply busted up the way Vladimir Putin, head of the Russian mafia, formerly known as the Commie Ruskies, the way Erdogan of Turkey, jihadist culture, that's the way they operate. And the press got roughed up. When Ornato was asked about it yesterday, or I shouldn't say yesterday, although I'm sure he would say it now, but right after that, they said, hey, wait a minute, Alyssa Griffin said at least tell the press so they can protect themselves and clear out. Ornato said, she's lying. She never told me that about Alyssa Griffin. Now, Alyssa Griffin was the communications director. She was not lying. Tony Ornato was lying. How many people are going to sit there and listen to Tony Ornato contradicting something he said? The reason this is important is because there has been an ongoing cover-up by the Trump people in the January 6th commission. New York Times published an article over the weekend pointing out that a Trump PAC has paid the legal fees for more than a dozen witnesses. Now, when somebody pays your legal fees and assigns you a lawyer, the Code of Legal Ethics says that that lawyer should be loyal to you, not to the guy that pays the fees. But as a practical matter, that's not how it works, because the truth is that lawyers want fees. And so what happens is you've seen a lot of witnesses not cooperate or not remember things. That's all lawyer driven. And even Cassidy Hutchinson initially was very unforthcoming with a Trump-paid lawyer. But then she's a smart person, and she thought, you know, this doesn't sound right, and she hired her own lawyer, and that's when she testified. Trump is using money to buy off witnesses by paying for their lawyers and having lawyers advise them not to cooperate or to cooperate in a really weird, weak way. And, you know, witnesses who are not lawyers are intimidated by the legal process, by questioning. And all it takes is a Trump-paid lawyer to tell them, well, you know, you don't want to go to jail, do you? So this is the best way to do it. And it's false. They're giving them bad information. They're getting them bad information. But that is what is happening. And then you had the specter, and we've talked about this before, of threatening messages being left on voicemail, and in some cases email or tweets, some cases social media threats against witnesses whom they don't control. Things like, a certain person has told me that you're going to be testifying tomorrow. He knows that you were loyal and that you wouldn't do anything wrong. And just remember, he reads transcripts. That's a mafia-type threat. If somebody did that in a drug cartel or a mafia cartel, they'd be arrested for the felony of tampering with a witness. And there have been a number of these. And if the January 6th Commission, and if the Justice Department lets that go, that's a destruction of the criminal process. You can't have that. Then we go, oh, if they're afraid to prosecute, oh, but, you know, Trump may say, I didn't authorize that. Well, let me tell you something. Where there's smoke, there's fire. There's enough of this. And a lot of these people will flip in a heartbeat. They'll flip in a heartbeat because they don't want to go to jail. And even if they don't, put it to a jury. That's at least probable cause to file a complaint. You have to convince a jury beyond a reasonable doubt, but it only takes probable cause to indict them. That's all it takes. Prosecutors say, yeah, we'd like to be sure we can go beyond a reasonable doubt. But if you do it for the mafia and you do it for a drug cartel, why aren't you doing it for this? You know, sure would be a sad thing if something happened to your kids. That's a mafia thing, too. And if you catch them, they can't go, yeah, it would be sad. I mean, I'm not, you know, baloney. Baloney. That's what's happening. More than a dozen with their fees paid, even Cassidy Hutchinson didn't come forward like this until she got her own lawyer. Number one. Number two, threats going to witnesses. Number three, people on the inside like Tony Arnotto who have lied for Trump in the past.